Now that you've become acquainted with the characteristics, attitudes, and habits of a high achiever, let's discuss for a moment how you will incorporate and utilize this information during your quest for high achievement. The high achiever model we provided listed positive habits and desirable strengths. We also described some self-defeating behaviors and habits common to underachievers. During the presentation of the high achiever model, as the characteristics were presented, you may have identified with many high achiever qualities and some underachiever characteristics as well. Now, we recommend that you go back and replay the cassette of the high achiever model a second time, but this time with a prescribed purpose. Your purpose will be to methodically identify and analyze your personal strengths and weaknesses and to determine whether or not they enhance or interfere with your progress toward high achievement. In order to more effectively do this, you will use the high achiever model as a standard for contrast and comparison. Your first exposure to the high achiever model probably left you with some subjective reactions, feelings, and thoughts about where you stand in comparison to the model. The second playing of the cassette will add objectivity and precision to your comparative thinking because you will be provided with a tool for self-assessment, a formulated plan that will guide you through the process of self-discovery. Again, the purpose of this cassette is to give you the necessary tools to help you discriminate the differences or discrepancies which separate your current habit patterns from those of the high achiever model. Using the assessment tool which we have developed, you will compare, measure, and rank your behaviors against the high achiever in each category of mental, emotional, physical, financial, and spiritual habits. This process of behavioral extraction and distillation is analogous to the making of fine wine. Just as the vintner selects and processes the grapes, presses them, and filters out extraneous matter and opacities, so you must extract, identify, condense, and make clear those self-defeating behaviors that are holding you back from high levels of achievement. Similar to the way one looks at a tree and infers from its rings those periods of drought, freezes, and fertilization which have influenced the growth of the tree, with the knowledge you gain in this cassette, you will learn how to objectively look at yourself and discover how your patterns of habit have influenced your personal growth and achievement. Now turn to the section in your study guide entitled, How Do You Measure Up? A Formula for Self-Assessment, and locate the form titled, Personal Assessment Form. I'll pause here a moment while you locate the form. As you see, this form lists 21 habits of the high achiever. Each habit is graded on a scale of 1 through 5. As you listen to each habit being discussed on the last cassette, contrast where you currently are compared to the ideal expressed by the model, using the rating scale as your tool for measurement. On the scale, 1 means never, 2 seldom, 3 sometimes, 4 often, and 5 always. Let's create, for example, the first habit listed under the mental category, sensory goal vision. The assessment form in the workbook reads, sensory goal vision, the habit of translating every goal into specific, well-defined images, rich in vision, sound, touch, taste, smell, and emotion. Pre-living the realization of the goal and its positive consequences in rich sensory detail. As you think of your current goals, rank yourself either 1, I never set sensory detailed goals, 2, I seldom set sensory detailed goals, 3, I sometimes set sensory detailed goals, 4, I often set sensory detailed goals, or 5, I always set sensory detailed goals. Once you rank your behavior in one area, then proceed to the next habit description and follow the same procedure for the remaining 20 high achiever habits. You will utilize this assessment in the next cassette as you learn to prioritize or determine your greatest developmental needs and set high achiever behavior goals. As you complete this exercise, be as realistic and as honest as you can while you compare yourself to the high achiever model. Don't be too hard on yourself, nor should you try to appear better than you are now. Be a cold, impartial judge of your behaviors and habits. This objectivity will benefit you later when we move to the goal-setting portion of the program. In this exercise, you will come face to face with identifying the self-defeating behaviors that are keeping you from achieving the kind of success you have always hoped for. To objectively look at one's weaknesses and to challenge them takes honesty and courage. Concerning this, Robert Louis Stevenson wrote, "You cannot run away from a weakness. You must sometimes fight it or perish. If it be so, why not now, where you stand?" With the information you derive from this exercise and from the rest of the Neuropsychology of Achievement program, you will begin to fight. You will learn how to discipline yourself for battle and to turn your self-defeating habits into productive, achieving behaviors. Some people, upon realizing their weaknesses, think that they are beyond the hope of change. They think their weaknesses are fixed, a part of their personality that is almost immutable. He or she feels that they cannot change, and as a result, should not be responsible for the consequences of their actions. Such a person rationalizes his failures by thinking, "This is the way I am. I'm never going to change." This type of attitude toward self-change and responsibility is nicely illustrated in a story about a scorpion who asked a frog to give him a ride across a stream. "No way," said the frog. "If I do, you'll sting me." "Of course I won't," assured the scorpion. "If I do, you will sink and we'll both die." So the frog agreed and began to ferry the scorpion across the water. In the middle of the stream, the scorpion suddenly injected a fatal sting into the frog. With his last breath, the frog asked, "Why did you do it, you fool?" The scorpion replied, "I couldn't help it. It's my nature." People are not scorpions, and we have learned that self-defeating attitudes, behaviors, and habits are not fixed or unchangeable. We all possess the internal power to change if we place enough value on the potential positive benefits that such a change will bring into our lives. Once you have identified your strengths and weaknesses, we will introduce you to a course of action that will allow you to fortify your strengths and to overcome, conquer, and master your self-defeating behaviors, negative habits that serve as stumbling blocks on your life's pathway to success. You will learn how to reverse those self-defeating habits and turn them into high-achiever behaviors. If you really desire to achieve all of your life's goals, whatever they may be, you must first acquire the habits, characteristics, and attitudes of a high achiever. Many people do not realize this. They feel that they are entitled to success in spite of themselves. That is not true. Speaking of this cause and effect relationship that exists between positive self-development and achievement, Milton Sills, a late 19th century dramatist and actor, wrote, "One of life's greatest paradoxes is that almost everyone wants to improve his circumstances, but hardly anyone wants to improve himself. These two are inseparable." The only thing that holds people back from achieving the things in life which they deem valuable and worthwhile are bad habits. Play the High Achiever Model Cassette as often as is required to make an accurate and honest assessment of your high achievement developmental needs. As you play through the High Achiever Model Cassette and perform this assessment exercise, keep in mind the following advice given to us by a man named David O. McKay. What progress can there be for a man unconscious of his faults? Such a man has lost the fundamental element of growth, which is the realization that there is something bigger, better, and more desirable than the condition in which he now finds himself. In the soil of self-satisfaction, true growth has poor nourishment. Now you should begin the self-assessment exercise.